And it's no secret that the modeling industry has its own definition of aged. A so-called middle-aged model is only 25 instead of what we might expect the more usual 45. Some people say modeling is an investment that they can use to push their career into other industries, but this can prove difficult whether you're pre- or post-modeling. This morning, we are joined by Rebecca Sparis from Fit Model Australia to discuss if all the hard work a model puts in is really worth it here on The Daily. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely. So what are the sort of, like, you know, the benefits and disadvantages of being a model?
I think there's a lot of both ways that goes, disadvantages and advantages. An advantage is it's a really great industry, and every day of work kind of seems like it's a different, you never get the same thing. But a disadvantage is you can have, I guess, a really bad look on yourself if you get bad feedback or bad commenting. But you just take the good from the bad and vice versa on that.
So definitely something that takes a lot of self-confidence to kind of make it through.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. And since you're with a fitness modeling agency yourself, has it been difficult for you to, like, kind of keep up with the agency standard on, you know, like, bodies and looks and whatever they demand from you?
Yeah, it's actually really interesting. My own contract says that I can't change from a size 8 and that my measurements can't really change, which is something that's a bit hard to control. But in a good way, it also lets me keep a really healthy lifestyle, and that's really enjoyable about being in the fitness modeling industry.
Mm-hmm. And so you said, you know, you've been able to keep up with it. Do you think that a lot of people in the industry do struggle with that?
I think it's definitely a lifestyle choice. It's a lot of hard work, and I think it's not something that you can put up with. It's probably not a great idea to get in that sort of industry. I think it is really a lifestyle commitment.
Right. And what can you do to extend your modeling career when you've passed this, you know, so-called age of modeling, which seems to be about, like, 20?
Yeah, definitely. It does get a lot harder, and everyone wants that really youthful look. I know that a lot of people kind of stem from creating their own brands once they've kind of reached that age, but then a lot of people do mature age modeling and go more into TV commercials and film and that sort of thing. So there are different ways to keep in that industry, which is really good.
So there are sort of other kind of career paths that you can sort of branch off into.
Yeah, definitely. And I think a lot of people that have a big influencing usually either create their own brands or sort of jump onto that sort of train, which I think is really good for them as well.
Sure. And do you think that, you know, for a long time, I guess, like, very long, you know, this trend has been for unrealistically thin body types. Do you feel that this is still the, you know, the kind of predominant trend in fashion?
Yeah, I mean, for a long time, it was very, very much so that girls weren't eating 24 hours before a shoot. But I think the more that I've seen it now, it's changing a lot. And I really like that rather than having a really unhealthy lifestyle, we're kind of promoting to live really healthily. And in that way, you're kind of seeing body shapes that are more natural and people can actually relate to.
So, you know, we work for, you know, somewhere called Fit Model Australia. Do you think this fitness trend is healthy then? Like, you think most people do kind of, you know, take this fitness to a good place rather than, you know, because fitness can be an extreme.
Oh, of course. And I think a lot of people have to set their own boundaries of how much they want to do and how much time and effort they want to put into it. But I think in my own world with doing fitness modeling and fit modeling, I think that I maintain a really healthy balance where I can still treat myself and go out and have fun on weekends and all that sort of thing. But during the week, I can still monitor what I'm eating and my fitness. And it's kind of a really good lifestyle that I enjoy.
Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us this morning to talk about it.
No worries. Thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely.